This is Hudson Mohawk Magazine correspondent Sina Bazilahicki. In Switzerland, there are areas of the country with different dominant languages. There's German, French, Italian, and less than 1% of the Swiss population speak Romansh. My brother-in-law is one of the native Romansh speakers, and my nephew will be one too. So I went to visit my family in the Swiss Alps and spoke to my brother-in-law, Silvio, about his native language.
Yo, sono Silvio Steger. Io sono Muste in Pimvich alle Alps der Schweizer. My name is Silvio Steger and I'm from Muste, the small village in the Swiss Alps.
So we're currently in Decentes, Switzerland, and in your language it's Muste. Can you describe this area to our listeners who can't see where we are?
It's like kind of like a town, it's a village of around 3,000 people. The village is close together. And especially farmers or older people that live in smaller areas with four or five houses. We have right and left some big mountains and a whole valley that goes down to the main city is Chur, and the valley is called Surselva. We have one possibility to go south to Tessin. It's a warmer part of Switzerland, where they speak Italian. And if we go straight to central Switzerland, there they speak Swiss German. And yeah, we're pretty close in into the mountains.
Your native language is Romansh. What can you tell us about the language?
My native language is Romansh. It's a Latin language, one of the oldest. It's, to compare, pretty similar to Italian, Spanish, Portuguese, and French too. Not many people can speak it, but we still try to preserve it. They spend a lot of time and money on it to preserve it successfully. I will try to do my part to give it to my son, Lucas. Hopefully I'm successful.
So other than to your son, who else do you speak Romansh to?
Also to most of my friends, especially when we are in free time. I also do it for work. I use Romansh quite a lot. All the people in the village, or most part of them, speak Romansh. My family speaks Romansh. If it doesn't work with the Romansh, we change to German. Oh, we also learned in school the High German. The bigger cities here around, they speak Swiss German. So we speak both languages almost perfect.
And when you switch from Romansh to German, do you find that your relationship with somebody changes? Or do you feel like you're closer with people who do speak Romansh?
Yeah, I might be a little bit more comfortable in Romansh because there you also can slang around a little bit. And it's kind of like with friends, you speak Romansh. And with German, it's kind of like, okay, we switch. But after a minute, we are same comfortable and also kind of use a slang that we combine with the Romansh a little bit. Sometimes we might say the wrong German word and then people realize, oh, they might speak Romansh.
Every village kind of has its own dialect, is that right?
Yes, that's right. The dialect changes sometimes a little bit just from village to village. And the distance in between the villages is sometimes just 5 minutes driving. But we understand each other quite well. Just when we drive further, there's four idioms. And for example, one of those idioms, I have very big difficulties to understand. But the other ones, if they speak slowly, we understand each other quite well.
And Romansh is one of the official Swiss languages, even though it's spoken by so few people. What do you feel about putting Romansh on Swiss official documents and in the government? What's your feeling on that?
Yes, Romansh is one of the four languages of Switzerland. Many people don't know that, or they think it's German, French, Italian, and Swiss German. But Romansh is one of the four languages. It's hard to say. Sometimes I think they should use Romansh more on the documents, or on regular stuff like grocery stuff. They did a special Coca-Cola edition 1 year where they also put on Romansh, which was kind of nice for us. But sometimes they do it where it's not really necessary, where it makes it more complicated, it costs more money. And there's a big discussion about it, and everybody has their own opinion. It depends on which direction you are interested in. I wish they would use it more. They try quite a lot.
So you mentioned before that you're teaching this to your child. Why is it important for you that your child speaks Romansh?
I tried to teach my son because I saw which benefits I had from the Romansh. If I want to learn another Latin language, it kind of goes faster because we are comfortable with how it sounds. And quite a few words are in many of the languages similar or just a tiny little bit older. So learning a language starts with understanding. So if you understand quite a lot, it feels, especially for me, it feels like it's easier to learn another language, and that opens more possibilities and have conversation with people. It opens more possibilities in kind of business or like just travel. It's kind of a nice feeling when you think you are one of just a few people on the whole world who can speak it and preserve it, and it's pretty cool.
Is part of the preservation of Romansh also about understanding a little bit of the history of this area? And do you know a little bit about the history of Romansh in the Alps or the people who spoke it?
Yeah, that is important too. And I know a little bit of the history, and the Romansh language kind of developed from the Latin language, from people who came here, traveled and searched for work. And some of them, instead of keep traveling, they stuck here and developed their own language. And I don't know how many years ago that was, but after that time, after people settled in here, we had quite a bit of wars and different people came through. So the culture changed or add to the old culture. And you can see that also on how the landscape is built, on some buildings that are here. You still can see part of the older culture and how it developed. The same as with the language, it developed over the year. That's probably also why each village sometimes has a different dialect. There's two or three valleys that have such a different dialect that we can recognize people just by their talking from where they are.
How is Romansh a part of your identity? Do you think that you would be a different person if you didn't speak Romansh?
Yes, it would be. I would be a different person because when people realize you can speak Romansh, they ask you a lot of questions, and that is special for everybody. If people ask you about your language, and it makes you feel a little special, and you have your own secret language, and it's a cool feeling. I wish that more people could speak it, but sometimes also not.
Is there anything else that you think we should understand about Romansh and this area?
I just want to say there are more languages on the world that just a few people speak. So if you get to know those people or the language, tell those people that they should preserve it and keep speaking it, and also give it to their younger generation, so that we can preserve those languages, part of a very important culture.